Hey photographers, this is a very, very special podcast episode for you, and this also applies to any other business that you're in. I get asked often, what's the purpose of picking a niche? You know, why even bother when I can do everything? And I think that this episode will answer that question. And without further ado, enjoy the episode on how to find a niche. Apply these principles right away. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hey podcast, it's Jordy, your favorite photographer here, and I've been really thinking about, you know, how to help photographers grow their businesses. And I get asked every day, you know, how to grow your business, how do I get more clients, how do I get better at marketing? And the answer that I always keep coming back to is really spending time to figure out what aspect of photography you enjoy. In the marketing world, we call this finding your niche. And I think it's high time that every photographer out here really gets serious about this idea. I know somebody's going to say, hey, yeah, Jordy, I don't want to specialize in one thing because I know how to do weddings. I know how to shoot basketball games. I know how to shoot baby showers and everything in between. But I think there's something very special about finding your niche and becoming a big fish in a small pond. And if you look at the behavior of social media platforms for the last, you know, 5 years, every platform has been allowing people to congregate in small groups. If you look on Facebook groups, those have significantly exploded. Discord exploded in its general popularity. You know, the gamers were big on Discord before. And within these communities, you know, people are congregating around very specific topics. You know, Reddit has, you know, been one of these platforms that's been on this. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because the same idea applies for your photography. Niching down, what it allows you to do is to learn every single thing you can about that one particular niche. And it really empowers you because now you'll be able to command very premium prices for your product or service. Now think about this. If let's run a scenario. If I were to create an ad and it sounds something like this. Hey, if you need a photographer for your upcoming baby shower party, you know, wedding anniversary, birthday, grandma's 75th birthday party, you let me know. Versus an ad that sounds like this. Hey. Hey, mom. My name is Jordy, and I'm a professional photographer from New York City. I know as you're coming close to term, you're looking for a photographer. It's really difficult to find one, but we've got you covered. JFP Studios, we've been specializing in helping moms just like you celebrate maternity for over 10 years. If you want to get a free workbook to know how you can prepare for your maternity shoot, click the link in my bio to access it. Now, if you were an expecting mom, which one of those ads would you click on? Right? And that's the answer to how you attract more clients. So I think if you're a photographer out there that's really looking to dominate in 2023, you get really serious about these strategies and these ideas. And, you know, if this helped, email me at jordy@jfp.nyc. You can feel free to text my business number at 347-292-1296. And I'm looking forward to you guys dominating. Stick on the journey, stay on the path, and keep focused. It will help so much. Hey, podcast crew, thank you so, so much for getting to the end of the episode. That means you're a really special one. So if this episode brought you any value, and I mean any value at all, please feel free to share it with a friend, leave a rating wherever you get your podcast from, and if you are on Spotify, submit a question through the Q&A platform so that I can make another episode to answer your question. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. Or a wonderful night, depending on what part of the world you're listening to the podcast right now. And I'll see you on the next one.